pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers, and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild places this world has to offer in the search for both wild game and adventure. This is my adventure for food. So, I started hunting with my dad when I was 11. I went out to watch him and see how things were done and learn what I could learn from him. And at that time, you had to be 12. There was no such thing in Pennsylvania as a mentored youth hunt. So I wasn't allowed to do anything but observe. So that whole season, we didn't see a deer to shoot even. And the next year, on the very first day, my dad had shot a deer right at daybreak, and I didn't see a deer at all. So my year that I'm allowed to hunt, the only deer that we were able to see, I wasn't able to get a shot on, and my dad shot it right at daybreak so that it didn't get away and get down over the hill to where the other people were hunting at. And so anyway, I had a pretty rough start to hunting. So looking through my dad's photo album through all the years, one picture that I had always wanted and a hunting experience that I'd always wanted with my dad was for us to both get a deer on the same day, same time with each other. And that had never happened. So this particular hunting season, my dad had been diagnosed with cancer. And obviously that was a pretty rough year for us. And my dad was able to go hunting with me that year. And so I spent a ton of money on a blind and a heater to heat the blind and all kinds of special equipment, because the type of chemotherapy that he was on made him super sensitive to the cold. And in Northwest Pennsylvania, it's very cold during deer season. So I wanted to keep him as warm as I could keep him and make it as comfortable for him as I could to keep him out in the woods as long as I could. So the first day that year, we saw nothing. And then the second day that year, we saw nothing. And then the first Saturday, we're in this blind and it is freezing cold. And about 9:30 in the morning, I had three deer come down past us, and we weren't able to get a shot on them just because of the way that I had the blind positioned. And I was upset at myself because I had done a lot of studying on the deer and the movement, and I should have known how they were going to come in, and I didn't. So I was mad about that. And then probably 45 minutes later, I see movement coming out of the stand of pine trees ahead of us. And I said, "Dad, I think we have deer coming." And he was able to get in a position to see them. And they just kept coming and coming and coming. And there probably was at least 30, 35 deer coming at the same time, which I have not seen in a long time. So I'm waiting for my dad to shoot at a deer because I want him to shoot first, and it's not happening. So finally I get upset, and I find a what I thought was a decent-sized doe. And I had pulled up and I shot, and she fell right in her tracks. And after I shot, I see this big buck, and I'm yelling at my dad. I'm like, "Dad, shoot that buck, shoot that buck." So he shoots twice, and I don't see anything happen with the deer. So I knew that it was pretty much a guaranteed clean miss, because the deer never even flinched whenever he fired. So I'm like, "Dad, there's a big doe standing almost right beside where I just shot my doe. I want you to shoot." So he turned around and he made a good shot. That doe ran probably 30 yards and it fell over from where he made the first shot. And so anyway, I get up and I go up and I check, and yep, my deer's laying there. And sure enough, there's a big pile of blood, and I walk right over and find his deer. And so after I get done field dressing these deer, I drag them up to the vehicle, and it took us 16 years, but I finally was able to get that picture of my dad and I with a deer on the same exact day together. So, and the deer that I shot, which I thought was a decent sized doe, ended up not being a decent sized doe. It was probably a yearling. And normally I would be embarrassed to say that, but it was with my dad, and it was an amazing hunt that I will never ever forget. And I was very, very thankful for that deer and the experience that nature gave me that day. Just a heck of a ride. I would say it was probably the deer that I hunted the hardest for in my entire life.